Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's talk TV now. Brooks Alexander's here. Hi, Brooks.
Hi, Jesse. How's it going?
Great, thank you. Tell me about the show Fallout.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Fallout, the series, has been one of my favorite video game series for a long time. And it's always nervous when something that you really like gets picked up for a movie or television adaptation. But this one has just smashed it out of the park. It's so good. And we're starting to see a trend of really successful, critically acclaimed video game adaptations. Last year's was The Last of Us,
yeah.
And now it's Fallout. So I think I would assume Hollywood is starting to take notice because it's a win-win. Fans of the game get a really cool adaptation of their favorite show, and then in turn, people who maybe haven't played the game watch the show and then check out the video game. And this is just a really cool post-apocalyptic sci-fi action show with all sorts of stuff going on. It's a nuclear wasteland of the future, and humanity lives in these bunkers underground, and our protagonist emerges into a post-apocalyptic Los Angeles and starts to explore and discover how much her world has changed and how little she knows. And it's just great. It's got a great cast. It looks great. It's got that Amazon money behind it. And it's really one of the most successful video game adaptations I've seen yet. It's great.
Yeah, it seems like maybe this part of the secret for The Last of Us was that they were not only very true to the video game, but they paid it proper respect. They used some actors from the video game in the TV production. There were little Easter eggs for people who played the game. They didn't try to pretend that this was a brand new thing that they were doing, and they didn't try to completely reinvent it for the TV world. Is the same true for Fallout?
It's actually a little bit different here. They take quite a few liberties with the story in ways that I respect, because it was very surprising for me as someone familiar. I think The Last of Us was very respectful of the plot of the original game. The Fallout series is really respectful of the world of Fallout. So everything about the lore and the history of this world, and even like the individual items and animals that she might encounter,
yeah,
are all true to the game. But the story itself is very original and even includes a few very carefully selected twists to surprise those who are familiar with the original game. So I think we're getting a good balance of faithful adaptations and ones that sort of strike their own path. And this is more of its own thing, I would say, in a very good, successful way.
Lovely. What is the length and format of the show?
It is 8 episodes, and it is streaming on Amazon Prime Video, and season 2 has already been renewed, so people can watch it with the security of knowing that there's more to come.
Yeah. Last of Us, remind me, was that just one season?
That was one season, but season 2 is on the way. I believe it's expected in 2025. And that will be interesting because The Last of Us 2, the video game, is one of the most controversial games ever made. And it's got a lot going on. I personally highly recommend it. But it was very divisive. So a lot of people are looking to season 2 and how exactly they're going to adapt such a challenging work.
Yeah, because it did, as I recall, it came to its completion in that first season. So
it did, yes.
Yeah.
It's got a very satisfactory ending, I would say. It's open-ended in the right way. So you could potentially just watch season 1 and leave it there.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Thank you. So Fallout, currently on Amazon Prime. And then, it seems like everyone is loving the show Ripley at the moment.
Oh, it's fantastic. And it's got one of my favorite actors in the universe, Andrew Scott. Andrew Scott sort of showed to us that he could play an amazing psychopath. A few years ago when he played Moriarty in the BBC Sherlock TV show with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
And he was just such a great villain in that show. And since then, he's played all sorts of roles, and now he's returning to that sort of sociopathic mold here. And this is, I believe, the fourth or fifth adaptation of a very famous book the most famous adaptation of which is The Talented Mr. Ripley, which starred Jude Law and Matt Damon. That movie is actually also streaming on Netflix, and it's fantastic. But this might be the best adaptation yet. It just really lends itself well to television and the format, and it's just such a great portrait of a psychopath and his unwavering resolve to scheme his way into a higher social class. And we follow him as he schemes and he murders and he cleans up his murders. And it's all shot in exquisite black and white in Italy. It just looks gorgeous. I found it incredibly compelling.
Yeah. No, I hear great things, Brooks. Thank you. That's Ripley. Now, Hacks, where are we at with this one? I think I watched two seasons of this, three on TVNZ on demand.
Two seasons,
yeah. You've just discovered it, have you?
I've just discovered it myself and immediately wrote it down to recommend it on this show. As I love giving a show a few seasons and then catching up all at once right before the newest season premieres. So season three, the third and final season, premieres Thursday, May 2nd on TVNZ.
Oh, great.
So I'm currently making my way through season two, and it's just wonderful. It's got Jean Smart, who is given one of the best roles of her career as this very talented stand-up comedian. And even though she's in her 60s, the show never downplays her skill. The premise of the show is that she's struggling to connect with her audiences and to fill theaters as much as she used to. But the show doesn't make fun of her. She's clearly incredibly funny, smart, talented lady. But she is sort of forced to by her manager to hire like a Gen Z, a young writer in her 20s to sort of help update her act a little bit. And the show is all about their relationship.
It's a great premise, isn't it? A great premise, particularly given the cultural climate in the 2020s, with a bit of a divide opening up between that old school humor and the new generation.
Exactly. And just so that aspect of it and watching these two women find common ground and become really close friends is just really great television. And it's just so funny as well. It comes to us from a list of really of comedy writers who have been in the business for a long time. A lot of the writers from Broad City, if anyone remembers that show. And I find it delightful. Jean Smart is a great lead. It's a great role for her. And like I said, the show is, there's no villains in the show. Everyone is just complicated and interesting and very human and very easy to invest in. I could see it being mishandled with a different set of writers who wouldn't fully understand the characters that they're working with. So I think it's a really smart, great, modern comedy, and it is streaming on TVNZ for free.
Thank you. Got a bumper list of recommendations from Brooks Alexander today. How about Evil, which I haven't come across?
Evil, very interesting. It's from the husband and wife duo behind The Good Wife and The Good Fight, which actually I really used to enjoy.
Great, great series.
And this is very different. This is I could name you the people in the cast, but I haven't heard of them. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't either. But it's sort of a procedural supernatural crime drama. Every episode, there's a case, and we follow a criminal lawyer who's hired basically by a priest, and this priest is employed by the Catholic Church to investigate whether crimes that occur are supernatural or not. So even though this lawyer is a complete atheist, the priest doesn't care, because the church is just as interested in debunking as it is finding miracles, if that makes sense. So it's basically an atheist paired with a devout priest going around solving murders, basically. And every episode they sort of trick you, and every episode you're like, oh my god, ghosts are real, or oh my god, this lady is actually possessed. And then in the last third, they'll find some really a really interesting creative way of proving that actually
great.
Rooted in reality. So it's a great premise. It's constantly subverting your expectations and playing with you.
Oh, fantastic. What streaming service is it on?
That is also on TVNZ, which it's got a great catalog, and it's season four, just like Hacks, starts in 1 week. So it's the perfect time to catch up if you're interested in the spooky, entertaining, silly sort of crime thriller.
Is there any kind of X-Files buzz about it, or, you know, is it...
It feels very X-Files, I haven't actually seen the original show, but there's got to be references for days. Clearly, the creators love movies. Every episode is referencing, whether it's Poltergeist or...
Yeah, sort of designed for an audience who sort of are rational but want to believe a little bit.
Exactly, and it plays with those classic horror tropes, you know, a window, the curtains start to blow, and it's just the wind, or is it a ghost,
yeah. That sort of stuff. Good stuff. It's called Evil on TVNZ. And finally, Baby Reindeer.
Have you heard much buzz about this show,
no.
Jesse? It's crazy. It's the word of mouth hit of the month, I would say. And Netflix releases so many shows, and for only one or two of the hundreds of shows that they release every month, they'll put this massive marketing budget behind. And I find I care less than ever about the big shows,
like
the Stranger Things or whatever.
Yeah.
This one has quietly slipped under the radar, and it gathered the most important hype of all, which is word of mouth, which is people watched it and then recommended it to their friends. And that's how I heard about it and watched it and was amazed by it. And it's a true story, and it's written and directed by the guy who it actually happened to. And I don't want to spoil too much, but he's a writer and he's a performer, and he enters this warped relationship with a woman who begins to stalk him and starts sending him hundreds of emails a day and doing all this weird stuff. And I don't want to say more than that, but it's sort of a crime thriller, true story, based on a true story about this guy's relationship with his stalker. And it's very British, and it's very interesting and intense. It's not an easy watch. There's a lot of dark themes, but it is completely unique. The acting is just phenomenal, and it's one of the best shows Netflix has put out in a while. And it just feels like everywhere I go, people are like, have you seen Baby Reindeer? So it's just great to see an under-the-radar show get that sort of attention.
Yeah, it seems like it is based on his one-man show, so perfect, right? He's done it in theatre and now brought it to life on screen.
Exactly,
like one that's worth not finding out too much about it before you watch it. But
for sure.
Easy to find on Netflix. Just came out this month. It's called Baby Reindeer. Brooks, thanks so much. Love these recommendations. Nice to talk
to
you.
Thanks, Jesse. Have a good one.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.